This is Scott Braddock on KTRH.com, joined here by Petra Luna, who is working to shut down the site that is run by Mr. Ashford. If you would, tell me what you're doing exactly to try to accomplish that.
I have been working on this for like a month. I've got I'm getting almost about 40,000 friends at this point. We got people working on this constantly. And we cannot do anything about the fact that, you know, he's manipulating the First Amendment, and him, and there's other sites like that. If you go to his site, you'll see a link with, you know, these little girls, and they look like they're practically in lingerie, and that's legal. And then you can go to another site and see actual porn that an 18-year-old girl is doing, and then they paint their face so they look like they're 10 years old. That's legal. What I'm saying is that why not, you know, that like the television stations, they police themselves. They, you know, the consumer says this is unacceptable. And for their own reputation, they police themselves and say this is unacceptable. And what we're saying is that why not start in the United States with our search engines, Google, MSN, Yahoo? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Have them have some decency and decide, no, we do not want to host these sites. Because if you dry up his major, you know, if you dry up his major sources of, you know, getting new people, you're going to dry him up. We can't go after the Netherlands right now. That's not a feasible thing we can do. But we can demand that our big search engines, you know, not host him. And that is a great start. I think that it's unacceptable that we should be able to, they should be able to legally promote the sexualization and the, you know, and the molestation of our children. I mean, that's unacceptable.
How, it's okay to be recording, isn't it? How are you using the MySpace to try to get the word out on this?
Well, it's kind of blown up. I mean, it started like a month ago, just by, you know, one of my friends, you know, sending me a message saying, check out this site. And, you know, I get so much stuff because I'm the leader of this, you know, war on abuse movement thing. I get so much stuff. But this one caught my eye because I thought this guy was very dangerous because he's, you know, he's very intelligent and he knows his laws. And, you know, he can get, you know, weak-hearted people to kind of go along with him, and that makes him very dangerous, and we can't afford to have people like him promoting, you know, child molestation. That's unacceptable.
Now, he says that he doesn't advocate anybody breaking the law.
He's a liar.
And that he...
He's a liar.
I understand.
If you watch his interview on
I'm the, sorry?
If you watch his interview...
Oh, I just interviewed him. Listen,
on YouTube.
I just talked to him. I don't know what he said on YouTube, but I just talked. He said he doesn't advocate breaking the law, but he believes that it should be changed so that there's no age of consent, and you know, so there's no legal age of consent, and so that even a six-month-old baby should be able to consent to sexual pleasure.
And we all know that the effects of violating a child are long-term psychological effects. Their spirituality is pretty much ruined. Their sexual, you know, ideas of sexuality are ruined. You know, they can easily fall into prostitution. They can easily fall into drug abuse, into crime. They have no self-respect. This destroys people. It's, you know, you might as well, you know, kill them spiritually and psychologically, because they're going to struggle with this the rest of their lives. You know, all he thinks about is himself and his desires. He doesn't think about, you know, his sexual deviation. There's a victim in this crime. You know, he doesn't think about the victim and the effects. He just thinks about what he wants. And that's, you know, that has to be, it has to be unacceptable. Especially in this country, we should at least start here. We can't do anything about the rest of the world right now, but we should start here.
Okay, now, if people want to get involved with this movement, what do they need to do?
Well, they can come to my MySpace, which is myspace.com/PetraLuna, PETRALUNA. There's also, we started a brand new website. It's going to have forums. It's going to have all kinds of things going on. It's called OperationShutdownPuelula.com.
All right, that is Petra Luna, and I'm Scott Braddock here on KTRH.com.